This is Doug Hastings, Vice President of Moody Radio, and we're thankful for support from our listeners and businesses like United Faith Mortgage.
Heading into spring, I've been spending a lot of time pondering, analyzing, and debating something extremely important to men, and even many women, and that's whether a new driver would improve my golf game. I would say I'm somewhere between embarrassing and appalling at golf, but man, do I love it. And all my buddies show up with these epic flash, big maverick Bertha drivers, and I can't help but feel like they've got this massive advantage on me and my persimmons. It's Ryan, and at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're proud to have a pretty special advantage ourselves, and one that can be a big deal for you. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company uses its own money and makes its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. And this advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, saving monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We're much better at mortgages than I am at golf. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew Mornings. You're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
National Day of Prayer today. What's this mean? It means that we
all right,
mobilize.
Welcome aboard. It is 5:01. We're rocking here with Carl and Crew Mornings. We're going to have an awesome day today.
In the past, we have a lot going on.
We got Young
time,
Thunder, man down.
You know who's
man
on
down.
About this more than anyone else?
He texted us this morning, woke up at like 1 a.m., had the
my bride.
So
yeah.
He went back to
my
bed.
Bride.
No, that's not why.
So I started getting notices. And even
so excited to say that.
Post-it notes.
You thought that was.
My
up.
Office
like,
stomach was
on fire.
Remember, Thursday is National Day of Prayer.
Which is code for he had the trot.
No.
But he went back to bed.
So
and
my wife is our quasi-producer this morning. Sorry, Super Die, but my wife came in there and said,
no, I mean, I meant to
do
it too. I'm like, just so you
all right, 5:01 is our time.
Okay,
it is
but
Carl
we are going to pray the scriptures back over everyone.
So if you could just bow your heart with me, not your head. If you're driving, obviously, let's just keep cooking. And this is one of the funnest things in the world. We can pray and talk to God.
Crew, help me, man. I'm the only dude here.
Just yeah. Take a moment.
There's another dude
around
over.
Who wants to come in and be a dude
God
with me
into here
this morning?
I'm
just start
oh
with
my.
Jesus chapter 1.
Just stand here in the corner and be
Father,
a dude.
I just want to begin by just thanking you that we can
just
truly
just
have a pulse
a dude,
joy
that's
right
it.
Now.
Just a man
Father,
with a pulse.
For those
just
of us
need
in
man.
Trials of various kinds.
Just a man with a pulse. Don't have to do anything else.
You could encourage me.
You are going
you
to
give me the old boxer,
awesome.
You know, rub
Father,
the neck.
I praise you that
no
your word says that through trials we're going to be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Would you help
like
us,
I'm
Lord,
Rocky
believe
in the corner,
that?
You know, you
person
could,
this
who is the guy? Who is the corner man with Rocky?
Their heart
who is that old guy?
God, come on. Help them get their mind.
This is terrible. I should know.
Around the fact that you are going to do something amazing. Fix their eyes on you.
Backwards and
lift their eyes up.
Mickey. Cut me, Mickey.
Lord,
cut me, Mickey.
I see. I need a Mickey in here. I need a Mickey. I need my corner man circumstance away.
Cut
but God,
me, Mickey.
Show
cut
them
me,
by your grace.
I feel like I understand so much more
awesome
because of those
life.
3 months that Allie and Diana were gone.
We're two right now.
And it was
I thank
just
you
me.
For your word that promises.
And Carl.
We
and we were.
Wisdom.
And Jonathan.
Oh, cry me a river.
And then I went home and I was just with my husband.
With Tarzan.
So many of us right now are going to
be across the street, across the hall.
God.
In
a box.
In a little
person.
Box.
Yeah,
I know.
We had her basically.
Had her.
I was here, but.
The wisdom
yeah.
That we had her in a sandbox.
And I was like afraid to talk to her.
We were social distancing.
Glorify yourself.
Yeah, we were
yeah.
Spread out.
Show yourself.
That was rough.
By the way,
open
I did not know this
heavens.
Until yesterday.
Reveal to
wild street
all
cats
of us,
use yeah. Sandboxes as litter boxes. You got to be careful when your kids
oh,
are out playing
yeah.
In sandboxes.
Yes. Sandboxes are
don't
nasty.
Let
that's
us
so
fly
random.
By the seat of our
places.
Pants
what
or by our
right
wisdom,
now,
but give us wisdom.
I talked about her being in a sandbox over here, and then
and
I thought,
you
oh,
your
outside litter box
real.
For cats,
that
not
you'll
good.
Give it
yeah,
to
I'm
us
not big
without
on
any question. You're going to give it to us, but Lord, I thank you for this caveat.
5775 says I volunteer.
That a double-minded man.
All right, come on
not
in.
No, we
can't.
This. So, Lord, this is what I'm asking
they've got
right
regulations,
now. Anyone
who's
just
going
knowing that
trial.
You're in my corner, 57, right. 75.
Needs wisdom. God,
does that help a little bit?
It does.
Give
okay.
Them a little affirmation.
Pray for me.
57, 75. Just send Carl
any
a little affirmation
right
so he knows
to
that he's not alone.
Throughout the day. Yep.
Just let me know you're there.
Money just let me know you're there, my brother. Just let me know you're there.
What movie did that come from?
Oh, Father.
No clue.
Is that Oklahoma?
Wisdom from above.
That's hilarious. Someone right I made it up on the fly, but it sounds like it could have come from Oklahoma.
It sounds like an old musical, like Music Man or Oklahoma.
I love Music Man.
Store here,
oh, man.
And how you
that
want
one
them
doesn't
to
bring back great memories because that was the summer that both of my siblings got into the play and
make
I didn't.
Mature and completely
sorry.
Both of my sisters got picked to be in Music Man. I was eliminated. I was cut.
Yeah. How did you handle that?
Not well. My family
can
will
you
tell
her
that
voice
that was
right now?
The summer that I punished everybody for the whole summer because I got cut from the play and they
Allie,
made
you
it.
Didn't do that.
I was not happy about it. And so it
well, I know that you have that potential because there was a time when I, well, we're 5:05
what?
Is our time.
You can't just leave people like that.
No, it was. Can you imagine? Both of my sisters get
no,
in.
That's hard.
Every day they get to go and practice.
That would be hard.
They're in the show and get their costumes, and I'm at home like I didn't get to be in the play.
It's hard to have two sisters, like to be one of the three.
Yeah, that was that one cut me a little bit.
Sorry.
That's rough.
That I mean, when you don't make a cut in something, it's brutal.
And when your sisters do.
No, that's
and my mom, yeah. come to find out, even called the director like, I have another daughter. Can you please let her be in the play?
Do something.
She's
Tree.
The one that they said, no, I'm sorry.
You know what? I got to tell you. I need to tell you something. I'm glad they told your mom that. Not because.
Well,
I'm,
thanks.
No. Not because I'm. Not because I'm.
No, I understand.
Not because I'm happy that you got hurt. My heart actually goes out to you as a kid. How old were you?
Oh, I mean, I was probably maybe like 12.
That's a rough age.
That's so rough.
That's a rough age.
Oh, man.
But we live in this stupid blue ribbon society right now, and it's not helping kids. It's hurting them. You know why? Life ain't easy. You don't make the cut all the time in life. You get denied routinely in life. Life is tough, and I think if a kid can learn that under the love and nourishment of a parent, you're a lot better off. Anyway,
okay,
that's
we'll
my
go,
two
we'll
bits.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with
I,
that.
She's not I feel like it's
it.
Such
we'll go
dad
that.
Advice,
well,
which
I'm
is
anti,
good, but...
I'm anti-blue ribbon. You know.
Oh, man.
I duked it out with a couple of friends when I was the field day dad at Terry Elementary. But I loved it. I loved it. I mean, it was so much fun because my kids were at a school where they were in the minority. And I've had this field day, and I thought, we are going to have the mother of all field days, and we did. And I'm telling you, for some of these, you know, some kids excel at sports and some kids excel at something different or science fairs or whatever. Mm-hmm. You got to let kids excel wherever they are gifted. And that's what I love about life. Mm. Sorry you didn't make the play, Allie. That does hurt.
Especially when it's both sisters.
Yeah.
One made it.
I have two sisters, and man, if one's left out, it's the worst thing ever. Like, if it was just one sister, it's one thing, but two of them together.
Both of them.
Yeah, no, that's horrible.
5:07 is our time.
I've moved on, I promise.
I got someone giving me the big affirmation for the don't give everyone a blue ribbon thing. Every time I say something like that, I've always got some guys in my corner who step up and go, you're absolutely right.
Bunch of dads.
5:08 is our time, and we are rolling here today. By the way, it's a National Day of Prayer, guys. So we're going to do something really unusual today. Super unusual. We've never done this, have we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we ever have. So we're looking forward to this. What is it? It's coming up straight ahead, and it's got a lot to do with this first song right here. Oh, yeah, the Citizen Way. It's called The Lord's Prayer. It's National Day of Prayer, guys. Also coming up this morning, Sputnik's Mama on how to coach adult kids.
I know. So excited.
This is going to be interesting. That's all I'm going to say. And Miriam Neff at 8 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Sputnik, and you're listening to the Carlin Crew Showcast.
National Day of Prayer today. What's this mean? It means that we mobilize not around only one day to pray, but boy, it's good to feature this. In the past, we haven't taken enough time, I felt. You know who's on me about this more than anyone else?
Who?
Your wife.
My bride.
Yep.
My bride is on me. So I started getting notices and even post-it notes.
Oh, really?
In my office chair. Remember, Thursday is National Day of Prayer.
I love that.
That's great.
So my wife is our quasi producer this morning. Sorry, Super Die, but my wife came in there and said,
"No, I mean I mentioned
here
it
we
too."
Go.
I'm like, just so you know.
Okay, but we are going to pray the scriptures back over everyone. So if you could just bow your heart with me, not your head. If you're driving, obviously, let's just keep cooking. And this is one of the funnest things in the world. We can pray and talk to God with our eyes wide open here. Let me just take a moment here to just pray over whatever the Spirit of God leads me into here. And I'm going to start with James chapter 1. Father, I just want to begin by just thanking you that we can truly count it joy right now, Father. For those of us that are going through trials of various kinds, I thank you that we can count it joy that you are going to do something awesome. Father, I praise you that your word says that through trials, we're going to be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Would you help us, Lord, to believe that? The person this morning that's going through a trial that is just ripping their heart out, God, help them get their mind and soul around the fact that you are going to do something amazing. Fix their eyes on you, lift their eyes up off the circumstance. And Lord, we don't even ask that you would necessarily take this circumstance away, but God, show them by your grace and power that you're going to do something awesome in their life, lacking in nothing. And Lord, too, right now, I thank you for your word that promises that if we lack wisdom going through trial, you want to give us wisdom. So, Father, to anyone right now, and so many of us right now are going through trials of some kind, God, give this person eyes to see, yes, you, the wisdom that they need for going through this trial today. Glorify yourself, God. Show yourself mighty. Open up the heavens. Reveal to all of us, God, in this moment, the wisdom that we need. God, don't let us fly by the seat of our pants or by our own wisdom, but give us wisdom from above. And I thank you that your promises are real, that you'll give it to us without any question. You're going to give it to us. But Lord, I thank you for this caveat that a double-minded man is not going to receive this. So Lord, this is what I'm asking right now. To anyone who's going through a trial, who needs wisdom, God, let them put their faith solely in you. Father, we just resist any temptation right now to put our faith kind of in our own selves or in the money we have or the people around us. But Lord, we put our faith in you in this moment right now, and we're asking you, oh, Father, give us wisdom from above. I'm thinking of someone right now who's just struggling with a trial and is so confused. Let them see a glimpse of what you have in store here and how you want them to navigate it as they put their trust in you. Give them wisdom through this trial. Make them mature and complete, lacking in nothing. In Jesus' name, we pray it. Amen. And Amen. Let it be.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Guys, we're doing something really fun today on this National Day of Prayer. And we are just asking you to join in with us, lock hearts. And we're praying through the book of James. We're just believing that God has you here at this time to hear a prayer. The scripture actually just cried out to God in a way that's going to really release you from something or give you insight to something. So without any further ado, Sputnik, take it away, sister.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up this morning to you, Lord. We know that everything, every good and perfect gift comes from you. And for that reason, we praise you because you, Lord, are why we do what we do, Lord. I just praise you for the gift of the Boom Crew, for this morning show, for this time, Lord, that we're able to hear what you're doing in the lives of people all across the nation, Lord. That is such a precious gift, and I just want to praise you for that. Lord, thank you for being the Father of Light, that you shed light on dark places, Lord, that you set captives free. That is who you are, and we just praise you and lift you up for who you are, God, that you give us good gifts and that you shed light on dark places, Lord. I just pray that you would be doing that in our lives, Lord. I just pray, too, that you would help us to be quick to hear, Lord, to listen to people's stories, to listen to people, to understand, Lord, and slow to speak and slow to anger, Lord. I just pray that you would help us to produce the righteousness of God, Lord.
that is implanted in your word, because that's what saves our souls, Lord, is you, Lord. And we lift that up to you this morning, Lord, and in your name I pray, amen.
Amen, and let amen. It be. Amen. Praying through the scriptures here today. This is awesome, guys. We're just asking you to just join in and just lock hearts with us. Coming up here at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, we got a real treat for you because we're sprinkling in coaching adult kids. Oh, yeah, which can be a challenge. And we got a lot of you that are listening that are like, wow, how does that work? How's it going? Can I learn anything? Guess who's coming up at the top of the 6 o'clock hour? Yes, sirree, Bob.
Can't wait. Can we ask her questions?
Oh, we're going
to. Totally.
You're okay with that? We could ask her any questions.
I don't know about you.
Okay, see, I knew that was going to happen.
You can't. Uh-huh.
So no, she totally said no to me. Wow. All right. All right, radio daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, we're taking in some cool guests here today. One of them is Sputnik's mama talking about coaching adult kids. That's at the top of the hour.
Thanks for being a part of the Boom Crew. Hey, I'm Sputnik, and you're listening to the Carlin Crew Showcast.
All right, we got a special guest coming up, but I'm telling you, man, I am... Sputnik just took a shot at me off air.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's that was okay, kind of wrong. Though.
All right, now you're trying to tattletale or something.
Okay. I am tattletaling because here's the deal.
What?
All right, I will admit, I got in my first accident ever when I plowed into the back of someone during going through a work zone outbound Kennedy. But I'll tell you how innocent I was in this matter.
Oh, no.
The police officer did not cite me. Now, the fact that he listens to the Boom Crew notwithstanding.
Oh, no. I don't remember that story.
He's part of the Boom Crew.
That's hilarious.
When he came to the scene, he goes, Carl! Which made it really way more awkward.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
But I did not get cited. He said to me, these things happen in construction zones. I'm not going to cite you, Carl.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean, oh, wow?
Talk about preferential treatment.
That wasn't preferential treatment.
I think
treatment.
It was.
These things happen in work zones?
They do.
Yeah, and there's usually an increased fine.
Okay, we opened a door that maybe we should.
6:14 is the time. I'm not. I need Young Thunder. I need you to come in
young
here.
Thunder.
I need another man in here so bad.
Allie, you got to stop starting here. These things.
6:14 is our time. We got a special guest right now. I'm moving on. I'm struggling with bitterness, but I'll get over it. Go ahead, Allie.
Dana Fletterer is with us, Sputnik's mom. She's a mother of four children, ranging in age from 18 to 27 years old, homeschooled all four of them, and live to tell about it.
Live to tell about it. Good morning, Dana. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you with us.
I'm awake.
Yeah, way to go. Way
it
to go.
It is early.
Okay, we got a couple of questions coming in for you. A good general one to kick it off here is how do you handle those difficult seasons within a family of grown-up children? How do you handle difficult seasons?
Oh, boy. Well, let me see. My most difficult season was when Hannah was in her early 20s.
Okay.
That's fair.
Because it was because she was teaching me what to do. I just couldn't switch gears. So, I think I made a lot of mistakes. I mean, I know my husband and I made a lot of mistakes, but just a lot of prayer, and I brought everybody into the praying time. I think, you know, my family, my friends, let's just pray. I'm really having a hard time.
That's awesome. That's a great answer, actually.
Now, Dana, you mentioned making some mistakes, as general as you need to be. What's one thing that you look back and go, okay, this is what I would maybe do differently?
Okay. I think it's really hard to switch gears because when kids are little, you're the bossy mom, right? I mean, you're the boss of your domain.
Right.
And, you know, and you tell this kid what to do and where to go when they have to do it. And when you have, especially I had a lot of ages. So I think when Hannah was, when she was 19 and I had a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't switch gears. I was like, oh, you have to use every teachable moment. Use every teachable moment. And when she was an adult, I just couldn't switch gears and be her friend. So it took me longer to do that. It's so much easier with the, than, you know, all the other kids because you you're like, oh, this works. And, oh, they're not going off the deep end.
What's the greatest joy of having adult kids that maybe some parents need to look forward to, or maybe they're in this season and they need to start looking around going, yeah, that's awesome. What's the greatest joy you have?
I love that we can spend time together and just laugh and have great time.
Yeah.
I love seeing my married kids decisions on their own. They're not coming back to me for every little decision. I love that.
That's really cool.
Now
you were a homeschooled mom, which is awesome. Now, does that make it more challenging to let go when you have been kind of in control of their education, a lot of aspects of their life?
I don't know, because I'm not on the other side. You know, like maybe it's easier when they become 19 and go off, and maybe it's easier for another mom that didn't homeschool. But, you know, I didn't homeschool them in high school, so I think I had a little,
buffer.
Like a little springboard, but it still was rough.
Yeah.
Dana, what do you do? And this is, I think a lot of parents are going to kind of relate to this that have adult kids. When you see a kid that's doing something that you know deep down inside, oh, I learned that lesson when I was 20, 25, 30, when Kurt and I were young and married, and they're making decisions that, and this isn't a knock on Sputnik. I admire your daughter, but
I know.
And she's a great kid, but there's, you gotta let them go bump in the night and make big mistakes and skin their knees. How do you do that without intercepting what God's trying to do?
Oh boy. That's a tough one. I think I just would always look for a vulnerable moment, like when they were sad or it was in the evening when they're going to bed, and tried to have some time to talk, you know, some truth into them. Mm. It's hard to find those times. So sometimes some kids probably, you know, went a little more wayward than you wanted them to. But I still really look for those times to where they were wanting to talk about things.
That's cool. Good stuff. Dana, thank you so much for being with us, sister. And you raised a dynamite daughter here. We call you Sputnik Mama. That's what we call you around here. So there you go. And give Kurt a big old hug for us as well.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Have a great Mother's Day weekend, everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to do it. Right there.
Oh. I love that. My mom is like one of my close friends. I can actually say that. So it's a cool thing to hear from her on that side of things.
That's pretty great. Awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's true. It does take some growing.
Triple boom. Hey, it's Super Di. And you're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
You got that right. All right, praying the scriptures back over you today, and what a fun time this is. Going through the book of James on this National Day of Prayer. Who got this thing going?
You.
President Truman.
Oh, I thought you meant praying this morning.
That was your idea. Actually, okay. It was Julianne's idea.
I thought you were asking who got the prayer going.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, well,
so
Carl.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Allie really appreciates me. I got to tell you that. Who got this thing going?
Okay,
you did, Carl. You started the National Day of Prayer.
Misunderstanding. Harry S. Truman was the one who signed it into law. My bad.
No, that was, you know what, Allie? You know what? I didn't know how much you appreciated your colleague, Carl.
So sweet.
But that is a blessing.
You and Harry.
Wow. Me and Harry got this thing launched.
Yep, airtight. Wow.
What's that say about how old she thinks I am? Is what
I'm just thinking.
Well.
All right, we're going to jump through this right now. This is awesome. So we're praying through the scripture. Are you ready to go, guys? Let me just offer this up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just stop before my brothers and sisters in the boom crew all around the city right now. And we just say, oh, Lord, I'm looking here in James 2, and I see this call on our life, Father. So I want to pray it back to you. Father, let us be people that as COVID is ending, that as we assemble together, that we wouldn't show preference for people that have a lot, that we wouldn't look down on those who have little, but that we would unite together, not saying you sit here, you sit there, God, but we would be united, that there would be no culture group that would feel left behind. There would be no one that feels slighted, that there would be no one with even what is considered a disability that would feel like they're in any way lesser than, but that we would hold up everyone in the body. God, help us be the church that we show preference to no one and equality to everyone. God, give us a church across Chicagoland that is no way talking down about any group of people whatsoever, but we would live the gospel, that we would live it fully, and that you'd be glorified in it, God. Father, I thank you that you've given us the privilege to not only not show distinction, but to give glory to you and to put you on display by showing equality. God, would you tear down any residual racism that's stuck in our church? Any residual classism, any sexism, any ageism? God, would you allow us to be people that are known by an accepting and a loving spirit, not a judgmental spirit? And would you radiate through your body all across Chicagoland? I just pray this in the name of Jesus. Let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Just praying back the word of God. That's James 2. Coming up, we're continuing on. What an adventure, man, praying through the book of James on this National Day of Prayer that Harry Truman and myself invented.
Wow.
That's what Allie just said.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I said, who came up with this? And she said, you did, Carl.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Yeah, big news. Prayer for Carl in here today.
What?
Young Thunder's at home.
Mm-hmm.
And? Yeah. Should we call him?
And?
Young Thunder's at home.
Yeah.
Yes. And,
I need you men standing with me today. I need you standing with me in prayer. Because I'm getting crushed in here by these women.
Oh,
are you?
Yes.
Really?
Are you really?
I think you can handle
yeah.
it.
Are you, though? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting crushed. Both on mic and off mic. I'm suffocating.
Is this because I compared you to Harry Truman? Is that what this is about?
I think that's
are we
what
still doing
is
this?
About. Yeah. I think he's still offended.
This has to do with things like words that I should never use on air.
I have been policing you this morning. I'm sorry.
Rightly so.
You're,
no.
So the independent HR department is going
the
all
independent.
In.
Well, if it wasn't Ellie, it would be
I'm
me.
You,
so
man, my right eyelid is twitching. I've got such. I got PTSD going on in here. So you gentlemen out there, just stand with me in prayer today.
Walk
gentlemen.
It off. Walk it off.
Thank you.
Just stand with me in prayer today. 6:36 is our time.
And we are aware of issues with our app. So if you are texting us, we apologize. We're working on it. We're hearing from many, many people.
I know.
It's great to know that so many people are listening on the app, which is awesome. Sorry for the inconvenience. We're working on it.
I heard it was yesterday that you couldn't hear either. Well, too bad, because that was one of our best shows of all time.
Carl, we can get the show cast, though.
Yeah, you can get the show cast.
Yes.
Just stand with me in prayer, gentlemen. That's all I ask. All right, 6:37 is the time, and we are going to get the app working, and we are rolling on here. We're praying through the book of James.
Because it's the National Day of Prayer, which is awesome.
Now, what are you up against today? Here's what I want you to know. Our God has been faithful. And if only thing you can look back at today is that day and that moment of salvation, look back and be encouraged. I want you to know our God that delivered then, he will do it again. This is Elevation Worship.
Triple boom. Hey, it's Super Die, and you're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
I got a text from someone here that I really love. I'm going to share this before Allie can get back in here.
Uh-oh.
Better hurry up. Here she comes. Yeah, here she comes.
Grab a mic.
She's crashing doors around here. She's going to try to share this before you got back in here, Allie.
Too bad.
What'd you say?
I said, too bad, I'm back. Too bad.
Says, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that Carl would rub some dirt on his feelings and man up today. I love that so much. I love that so much.
That's good.
But someone else went to bat for me. I've forgotten about this. Actually, the way you guys have been ripping on me this morning, I didn't get cited in that ticket on the accident that I got into.
Okay, yeah.
And it's because he's part of the boom crew. Uh-huh. It was awesome to have a police officer pull up and goes, Carl! Mm-hmm.
Well, and the reason that came up was because you were giving me a hard time about my driving.
Well, has anyone seen her car lately?
It's not
it's
my fault.
It's been in the demolition derby, people.
I was not joking.
Driving. Your current
not
car
a corner
has been
of this.
Okay, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
It was your current car you haven't had long enough.
It was the Prius that had taken some real shots. Oh.
Because I park it on the street, and there was literally a drunk driver who hit it while I was not in the car.
Thankfully.
Oh, yeah. How about the other four sides? So here's the funny thing about it.
Then I remind you.
I renamed it. It's not a Prius. It's called a Destroyus.
Oh. That's actually good, actually. Because you know who drives it now? John Miller. He drives my Prius.
He does?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
He does.
Okay, this is scary.
I know.
If I saw this dude driving down the Kennedy, driving that Prius, I would go two lanes over.
Tarzan drives the Prius?
Tarzan has these flowing, scattered blocks. It looks like he just dropped out of a tree.
Lets me drive the new car, and he drives that
okay,
one.
Okay, really quick update here. Young Thunder's not here today. We had the funniest response. So yesterday I was teasing Young Thunder because he's such an old soul.
I said,
it's like you're driving a golf cart down at the...
Speaking of a Prius.
Down at the... what's it called again?
Village.
The Villages.
Down in Florida.
The Villages. In Florida, which is where people go and they retire and they drive golf carts. They quit driving real cars. So I said, we need to get them down there singing karaoke to, you know, all these guys, you know, uh-huh. Bobby Darin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., all this stuff. Have them do
they would just love him.
Oh, they would love him. Well, I was joking about it. Then what comes in, Allie, no joking.
What?
Is a text from the Villages saying, we would love to have Jonathan down here singing at the Villages. Thank you very much.
Are you serious?
Somebody listening online in the Villages.
Ever.
Saying we would love to have Jonathan down here singing at the Villages.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he test driving?
That's where he is right now,
actually. Yeah, he's test driving golf carts today.
Uh-huh.
That's probably where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Life-changing info. Hey, it's Super Di, and you are listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
All right, a lot going on around here. We've got Young Thunder. Got a formal invite yesterday from the Villages in Florida.
Can
it's
you
so
imagine
ride
sending him down
the
there?
Golf carts.
I'm not joking. Somebody from the Villages sent us a text message yesterday.
They said, we'd love to have Young Thunder come join us.
Well, and here's the thing. Young Thunder's an old soul. He's not with us today because he's down in the Villages.
He's test driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, golf carts.
So
here's
the deal. Young Thunder yesterday, I was teasing him that, you know, he'd fit in really well at the Villages.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is Young Thunder got really excited about it.
I know.
Yeah. I was explaining that he could sing karaoke, you know, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. He was over the moon for that.
Bobby Darin.
He'd do the
karaoke down there. Because don't you know there's huge karaoke down at the Villages?
Well, I would imagine so.
And they've got a lot of golf carts down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just joking around that Young Thunder ought to be down there. And he's like, I'm there. And then lo and behold, somebody's listening on our app or something
because
our app's broken right now. But
sorry,
they were listening online to 90.1 FM Moody Radio right here in Chicago, all the way from the Villages. And they said, we would love to have Jonathan down here at the Villages.
He would do so well.
Yeah. I think he could be the mayor of the Villages.
I think so, too.
Would that be great?
Send him down.
Put a little sash on him.
Mayor Young.
Send him through.
Yeah, and Shannon would be the first lady of the Villages.
Yes.
There's pretty strict rules, though. I mean,
what do you mean?
You have to be a certain age to live there, and if you are younger, you have to get a special permission.
Oh, really?
I don't think.
Did you look into this, Allie?
I did. I was looking it up because I didn't know much about it. But, 50. At least one of the household member has to be 55 and up
okay.
for 80% of the homes there. And then if you can stay for 30 days if you're younger, but if you stay any longer, you got to get special permission.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding.
It's okay. I've heard of that, but I think
people that are under 55. Okay, get out of here.
It's like, no, I really can't.
I wasn't saying you get out of here.
We're yelling at Ellie.
We're missing each other all over with the communication this morning. When you asked me earlier who came up with the idea to pray.
You know what? I can be rude to you at times, but I don't normally yell, get out of here, do I?
No.
Do I do that?
I confused you and Harry Truman earlier this morning.
Yeah, that happened.
So we've just been missing each other all over the place.
I said, who got this thing started referring to the National Day of Prayer? And she goes, you did, Carl. I
thought you meant us on the show this morning. And no, it was.
Carl's like, well, thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
Me and Harry and Ronald Reagan.
That's right.
Yep.
8:06 is our time. Young Thunder will be back tomorrow after test driving a golf cart that looks like a Mustang.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be back
yep.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Okay, if you could have a golf cart that was themed out in any Ooh. Way, what would it be? Super Die.
Oh, wow. Really?
I know it was what yours would be.
What would it be?
Themed out like a Chicago Dog.
Oh, no, Chicago yes. Cubs. It'd be Cubs.
Oh, Chicago oh, Cubs.
Cubs, Cubs, come on.
Cubs, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sputnik, what would yours be themed out as?
The first thing that came to my mind.
No. Oh, no.
Remember those Barbie cars that you would get as kids?
Yes.
And you could actually drive it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would have my golf cart look like.
Pink.
Yes, like a glitter. Barbie car.
Okay, here's what's hilarious.
I don't know why that came to mind.
Tarzan's riding shotgun.
Oh,
in this
he would
thing.
Be so oh. angry.
He really would, but then he'd still go along with it.
Yeah.
Oh no, he'd do it.
Yeah, what would yours would. Be?
I think it'd be a big old dog sled.
That's what I was gonna say.
Really?
I was wondering. Yeah.
You know, because yeah. you slip in. It's like you're sitting in the. Okay, well, this is great.
Uh-huh.
So you'd have to have a longer nose because that's where the bump brush bow and the bumper of the sled is. But you jump into the sled bag,
yeah.
and the golf clubs are basically where the musher stands on the back of the sled runners.
Yeah,
so
my golf cart
would be a dog sled from Alaska.
That's so great.
Oh, how really? Awesome
that's
would
great.
That
now
be?
Now he's getting excited.
Now I'm getting fired up. Villages, here I come.
Ellie, what about
bringing
you?
Bringing my bride.
I think mine would be like Harlem Globetrotter, like red, white, and blue.
Oh, I love
with
that.
With a basketball All-star. Hoop oh, mounted yeah. on the back.
Of course.
What would be on the top of the roof?
Maybe I'd put the hoop on the top of the roof.
Oh, you put the hoop on the Ooh. Roof.
So then you could just yeah. stop and have a little pickup game. On the go.
You could. And then all the old folks up there shooting to try to get it up that high.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. I think I would need like an extra motor on it though, because golf carts go too slow for me.
Oh no.
You are an aggressive driver.
I am a very aggressive driver. So, I've never been in an accident.
My daughter and I and Caban went golfing.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Southern Cal.
Okay.
And I told my daughter, stay on the cart path.
Uh-oh.
First
I don't
mistake.
Think I've heard this one.
She and Caban were driving. When it's Caban and Muriel driving a golf cart, it's going to be Muriel driving.
Oh, okay.
Because Caban.
But she went, yeah, Caban can. Driving is not my son's spiritual
gift. Yeah, he's got
gift.
So many strengths.
He's got a lot of strengths.
Yes.
Oh
before.
No, Caban's a horrible driver.
Oh no,
he will admit that to you.
That's
he can't,
so funny.
He can't put the throttle down at a place and leave it there. It's got to
it's
constantly
like,
go up.
Oh
and down.
No, that's so bad.
I can't.
And I finally one day I just lost it. I go, can you leave the accelerator alone? Just leave it alone.
That is so funny.
Okay,
so
he said, "What do you mean?"
Yeah, that's what I figured. He probably
what
going
happened
what?
He didn't on drive. This golf
Meryl,
cart.
Meryl got in the golf cart and. Mm-hmm. I told her, keep it on the golf cart path.
Yes.
No, man. She goes overland at one funny. Point, and she gets this stuck up to the floorboards in a sand bunker.
Oh. I thought maybe you were airborne
See,
for a while.
See, that's exactly what I do in golf carts, too.
She tried to drive through a bunker.
Didn't work.
And then I'm pushing. And Caban's pushing, and Muriel's
stop.
On
this
the,
is
yeah. And
is there a picture
and
of this?
And around the corner comes four ladies, two carts, and a foursome.
So
and they
hilarious.
Were laughing so hard at us. I thought they were going to fall out of their golf carts.
That's funny.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
That's really funny, actually.
We didn't make it 18 holes that day. 8:09 is our time. That's our time. Yes. Coming up, one of our favorites.
Miriam Neff.
Maybe she's been golfing. I don't know.
I'm going to ask her what her golf cart theme would be.
Oh, that's good.
We got to ask. What would you got to ask her that, Allie. Would you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, all right. Miriam Neff coming up. We're talking about how to coach adult kids. This is Toby Mac, Speak Life. It's Carlin Crew Mornings, guys, helping you take your next step with Jesus. We're also praying through the book of James on this National Day of Prayer. Good morning.
Hey, it's Young Thunder, and you're listening to the Carlin Crew Showcast.
All right. Thank you, Boom Crew. We put out an APB for Miriam Neff, and lo and behold, we found her.
Yes.
Yep. Cruising around in Indiana. We got her now. Here we go. Let's get a proper introduction.
Miriam Neff, founder and president of Widow Connection, which is a nonprofit ministry for widows. She hosts a one-minute radio feature, New Beginnings and Starting Over Financially, author of 11 books, Mom of Four, Grandma of Three.
Getting a little bit, you're getting a little bit done on your side hustles there, Miriam Neff. God's got you busy, sister.
I am so blessed. I can't tell you. And when I was hearing you talk about this place in Florida where you can go and rest, I'm up here gardening, I'm lap swimming, I'm going
girl.
Starting to travel again, and I'm loving it. So,
but we do
it's
have
all
a,
good.
We do have a funny question for you, though.
Speaking of the Villages, Florida, we've been joking about golf carts. Miriam, if you had your own golf cart, you could decorate it to make it look however you want it to look. What would it be?
Like my little Hummer 2.
Oh, okay. Didn't take long to answer that one.
No, well, I was listening, and I'm a vintage person, and I drive a vintage vehicle, kind of like the Minneapolis Moline tractor I learned to drive on when I was 12.
Wow.
So give me a blinged out H2, and I don't know, I'm sticking with black and gray, but maybe I should do something like bright orange.
Hold it!
I love
That's the most classic line ever. Give me a blinged out H2. Oh, Miriam
Neff. You know, this is really great.
Okay, we gotta move on here. So, Miriam, we want some counsel because there's a ton of our listeners, and I mean a ton, who have adult kids. And you've gone into this phase at some point along the line, and we're just asking you, give us the best counsel. If you're coaching adult kids spiritually, what have you learned?
Well, there are a couple of things. Actually, I could talk a long time about that. But you know what? There's one thing that I think is so important. We never finish parenting.
Yeah.
And sometimes we think we are going to, or when you have kids, you think, well, when they're 18, they're going to be out of here and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to have a life again or some. We never do. And I mean, I have children that are sprouting a few gray hairs. I mean,
yes.
So it's never done. And one of the things that I need to continually remember, they can decide to separate themselves from us for periods of times for whatever reason and from their siblings. And some of our listeners know about that. Maybe they don't talk about that. But here's the thing I love to remember. They can distance themselves from us, but they cannot distance themselves from God. We might not see them. God sees them. He has them in his sights all the time. And I wish I had clung to that earlier more fiercely when they were younger. But that's one of those things that I think we need to be able to acknowledge that. And we say all we can do is pray. Well, guess what's the most powerful influence in this universe? It's prayer.
Yes.
And if we can see them and hug and give them deviled eggs that we made ourselves, we think, okay, this is good. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah,
the
right
prayers
on.
Of God, hang on to them when they're whatever. And the same with children. I have grandchildren now that are in their teens. And I said I have three grandchildren, but actually we have blended family now with stepchildren too.
Okay.
And still, though, that truth is still there. That truth is still there.
That's beautiful. Miriam, you went there, so let's go a little bit deeper. What do you say to the mom and dad who are absolutely heartbroken? They raised their kids in the church. They saw them commit their life to Jesus. And I'm seeing, and stats don't lie, I'm seeing an epidemic of this across Chicagoland right now where parents that were very imperfect and are willing to admit it have kids that are saying, I'm out of here. I'm agnostic at best. I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving the church. The church in many ways has been very disappointing. The church structure, the fallout, the divisions, quite frankly. I don't know if it's because we haven't had large-scale persecution in the church or why that is, but we've been a bad witness to our kids. What do you say, though, to parents that are just, I mean, they're heartbroken. They're devastated. What do you say?
Well, this is a window in time. This is a little glimpse in time, and we can't see what eternity holds for some of these kids and adults or whatever they are. It may be that they finally hang on to the Lord, come back to the Lord, decide they want to embrace the Lord after we've left this planet.
Yeah, you're right on.
Now, do I like saying that? I'm just telling you it's the truth. There was a definition that parenting is the progressive realization of a predetermined goal. Now, that's a, you know, wow. Sounds like a lot of big words, but the predetermined goal for us should be, do they love the Lord? Have they embraced him? Do they believe he rose from the dead? That's it right there. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean they're sitting in the church pew that we had hoped, or even with us, or there may be developing character in a marriage that's a challenge that we don't know all that's going on there. They may be growing and God is pulling them to himself through hard times and all kinds of other things. But that's the predetermined goal, not our, oh, we have, they all love the Lord and they're living for the Lord. That would be great if that's true. But as you said, there's just a big falling away now. And if I might digress to say, I think it's because we've identified what the good sins are and the bad sins. Mm-hmm. We won't tolerate sexual impropriety or impurity, but we'll tolerate pride, or we'll tolerate greed.
Oh, you can preach right now, Miriam. In fact, go off on this one for a second, because this is huge. I think we have been duplicitous, and it's costing us a generation. And you're saying that might be some truth there.
Oh, for sure. Well, here's the thing. They see, they know. And I don't need to say, I know your listeners aware that a lot of things have gone on in places that we trusted, and in groups and all of that kind of thing. But here we need to be hold each other accountable. And that's one of the things that has been missing in the church. And kids are intuitive, and kids see, and kids feel, and kids know. And what do we think we're doing in saying, well, you know, let's figure this out, or let's sit and watch on the sidelines? Does Jesus sit on the sidelines regarding sin? I mean, when this prostitute came to where his disciples were, where he was teaching, and they thought that Jesus should have nothing to do or not even speak to her or acknowledge her. And he says, let the person who is out sin throw the first stone. And, you know, a lot of stones are flying around there these days.
But they're aimed at selected targets.
Oh, it's a mess. But I digressed. No, I don't digress, but here's one of the points. It's impacted our children. And salvation is the most important thing. And all of these other things are, you might say, things that we might wish for. I get that. Oh, I totally get that. But I want to go back to another point. You had asked me what are some of the things that have become more important to me as a parent. One is acknowledging the Psalm 139:13-16. We're fearfully, wonderfully made, and we're all very different. And we're all born in sin, but still God has a good plan for our life. And, you know, I think, now what two-year-old wants to share their rubber ducky with another two-year-old? Well, make that a 50-year. Okay, so I go back to saying, once in a while, Bob and I would say, as our kids would do something, well, where did that come from? And we had adopted and born to us children, and now they're stepchildren. We should not ask that. Don't ask, where did that come from? Because we're all born in sin, and those things are going to be there. They're going to surprise us. The important thing to ask is, how is God going to use that in the plan of his or her life?
Beautiful.
Because that hard stuff can bring about good things.
Miriam, you mentioned your late husband, Bob. Now, this clearly was the time of your life that you had planned that you and Bob would do together, parenting adult children, grandparenting. What would you say to parents who are facing this season alone, either due to loss, divorce, or a spouse who's just absent for whatever reason?
Well, this is not a scripture, okay, but God fits the back for the burden. But it is scripture. In other words, He will give you the power and the strength and the self-discipline, and that's the First Timothy verse, to do whatever needs to be accomplished. And if one person is not there for whatever reason, divorce or death or whatever, then He makes us able to step up. Mm. He makes us able to do that, because it's not about whether we think we can. Of course we can't. Bob and I couldn't do it together. And now in challenges in our family, I get on my knees and I say, Isaiah 54:5, Lord, you are my husband now. You are my maker. You and I are in this together, and I'm putting that burden right on you because I can't. But then He gives me new ways to say things or be there or ways to be kind or generous that I wouldn't have thought of.
Wow.
Miriam, sister, every time you come in here, we are so blessed, and thank you for embracing the reality of humanity, but never forgetting God's sovereignty and power and grace in our lives. It's just a beautiful combo. Thank you for being with us today, sister. Thank you.
You bless me so much. You bless me.
Well, thank you, Miriam. Miriam Neff, everybody. Mm. And by the way, if you're ever wondering, well, how in the world might I make a connection with other strong widows who are cranking with Jesus? Boy, have we got a connection
yes,
for you.
Yes, widowconnection.com. Miriam is the founder and president of Widow Connection. Check out widowconnection.com.
That is one rich woman of God.
Very much so.
Hang on.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Here we go. All right, 8:36 is the time. We're going to have Young Thunder back tomorrow. Today, he is ducked down to Florida to the Villages.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's riding a golf cart around down
there. Because he got an official invite by one of the boom crew.
We actually got one yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
So we were teasing him about, you know, he's an old soul.
Yeah.
And we were teasing him about leading karaoke time down there with little Bobby Darin, little Sammy
imagine?
Davis Jr., little Frank Sinatra.
So funny.
And would you believe we got contacted by someone at the Villages that he would please come join them at the Villages.
Yes.
I think they would vote him mayor of the Villages.
Probably.
I'm prayed. I'm something, I'm sure. Could you see it?
He would have a job.
Young Thunder Day.
Right away.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, coming up, guys, we are praying through the New Testament here today. Not through the Old New Testament.
Wow.
Praying through the...
How long are you going to be here today?
I know. I'm leaving, you know, in a few hours.
Genesis 1. What an awesome day. However,
I'm out.
Boy, if you misspeak right, if you get the time wrong, or if you misspeak a little bit... I meant to say the book of James.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
My tiny little violin. Timmy. Poor Carl.
Poor Carl.
We're being so hard on him.
So hard.
He wants you to
Wow, I can't
back.
Believe this is happening right now.
Yeah, well.
Gentlemen, stand with your brother in prayer. And here's the prayer I want you to pray, men. All the men that stand with Carlito. Mm-hmm. Stand with me now and pray that the fleas of a thousand deserts would infest the armpits of these.
I think you just need to walk it off. Walk it off.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Walk it
off. It's my favorite line. Walk it off.
I know.
She's using that now.
I know.
It's driving me crazy.
I love it. Yep.
It's so
Gentlemen,
good.
Gentlemen, pray down imprecatory prayers on the great ladies here, if you would.
Are you hearing yourself?
What?
Are you hearing yourself? Did you see what you just asked them to do?
Yeah, but it's not life-taking imprecatory prayers, just life-disturbing.
Oh, man.
8:38 is the time. It's Carly Crew Mornings. Coming up, we're going to pray a little bit of James 4 and James 5, not all the New Testament.
Oh, boy.
Coming your way. This is Chris Tomlin, good father. That's who he is. Man.
We'll leave you
walk
alone
it off.
Now.
You're going to leave me? Walk it off.
Maybe.
Oh.
Probably not.
Oh. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listen to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.